KSRN News. I'm John Scott. At a campaign rally in Laconia, New Hampshire, former President Donald Trump says that Nikki Haley is being helped by Democrats in today's primary.
Democrats are not supposed to be voting in Republican primaries. Do we agree?
So anyway. GOP presidential candidate Nikki Haley tells the Salem Radio Network that win or lose today in New Hampshire, she plans to remain in the presidential race.
We're going to go on to my sweet state of South Carolina, and they're going to vote, and then we're going to go on further. And I think, you know, that's democracy. That's exactly what makes America strong, and that's what we're going to continue to focus on. But we feel very good about where we are.
Today's primary, the first to feature just Trump and Haley. Also at SRNNews.com, Donald Trump's sexual abuse defamation trial is postponed until Wednesday, after a juror gets sick with possible COVID. Julie Walker reports.
The former president bouncing from the courtroom Monday to the campaign trail Tuesday in New Hampshire. On Wednesday, Trump is expected back here in New York, possibly taking the witness stand in the defamation trial against him to determine how much in additional damages he will have to pay writer E. Jean Carroll. She was awarded $5 million in the first trial by a different jury that found him liable for sexually assaulting her in the 1990s, then defaming her. Trump denying any wrongdoing, calling her a liar. Julie Walker, New York.
A man suspected of shooting and killing eight people in suburban Chicago fatally shot himself after a confrontation at a gas station with law enforcement officials in Texas. 23-year-old Romeo Nance was located by U.S. Marshals near Natalia, Texas, about 30 miles southwest of San Antonio. Authorities suspect he was trying to reach Mexico. The Dow is down 117 points. The NASDAQ ahead 24. This is SRN News. Trouble brewing in a popular video gaming community.
60 million people use Roblox every day, but lately the platform has suffered from several incidents in which people tried to groom minors for sexual abuse. A group of parents is now suing Roblox and demanding that the platform, whose users are predominantly children, improve its safety features. Moms and dads are also being advised to use the parental controls on the site, limit access to credit cards, and monitor what their kids are up to. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nicaragua has released and expelled a group of Catholic priests in the latest example of the government's campaign against the church. The trouble began in 2018 when President Daniel Ortega brutally repressed public protests and churches trying to offer refuge for the demonstrators. When popular Catholic leaders criticized violence against protesters, the regime then attacked the church. This is SRN News. Employees of the California State University system reaching a tentative contract agreement and will end their planned strike against the nation's largest public university system. The deal was announced Monday night. A Kansas couple has been charged with collecting more than $200,000 in retirement benefits on behalf of a dead relative.
Police say Lynn and Kirk Ritter allegedly concealed the body in their home for 6 years. Authorities say Mike Carroll's pacemaker showed that he died in 2016 at the age of 81. But Overland Park police didn't discover his body until 2022. That's when Kirk Ritter called police to finally report the death. Prosecutors say the Ritters continued depositing and spending from Carroll's bank account even while his body became mummified on a bed. Jason Walker reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com.